Let's turn to Europe now, where delegates from nearly 200 countries are in Paris working out a reduction in the emission of greenhouse gases. Their biggest target is the use of fossil fuels, including coal, which are responsible for 90% of the world's carbon emissions. At least one country says it's trying to do its part by focusing on coal. The United Kingdom, that birthplace of the Industrial Revolution, wants to be the first industrialized nation to eliminate coal-fired power, shuttering all of its plants by 2025. Britain's Energy Secretary Amber Rudd made the announcement last month.
Giving a date to end coal will be very good for reducing our carbon emissions. We've made a commitment to making sure that we do reduce our carbon emissions. We have the Climate Change Act, and this will help with that.
John Moylan is the BBC's industrial and employment correspondent. He joins us from London. And John, you say that coal is the leading source of electricity in the UK at around 30%. So why is the UK phasing out coal now? Is it about greenhouse gases and reducing pollution, or is it at least in part an economic decision?
Well, I think those two areas are linked. I mean, coal is dirty, isn't it? I mean, I grew up in a house where we had a coal burning fire. Kept us warm in the winter, but it sure was dirty and smelly and dusty. And of course, environmentally, it produces twice the amount of CO2 than gas-fired power stations. And so to encourage the move towards lower carbon types of energy, there's also been EU environmental rules. But in the last sort of 20, 30, 40 years, the economics have changed too. You know, in the UK, labour costs were soaring back in the 70s and 80s. The Thatcher government, the Conservative government back then, decided that they couldn't bankroll the coal industry forever. It led to the miners' strike, the most bitter industrial dispute in British history. And in the wake of that, you know, within 10 years, the coal industry had been privatised. The power stations were able to get cheaper coal from abroad. The UK had other sources of energy too, because we had oil and gas from the North Sea. And so, in a way, the decline of the coal industry became inevitable.
Well, you've told us that coal is currently the leading source of energy used in Britain. But the energy secretary said that coal-powered stations would only be shut down if gas-fueled power could fill the void. I read the environmental group Friends of the Earth compared replacing coal with gas to an alcoholic switching out two bottles of whiskey a day for two bottles of port. So really, how much of a difference, put aside the economics, is this going to make to climate change? And why not invest in renewable energy like solar and wind?
Well, on your point on climate change, it's a very good one, because, I mean, even if the UK decides to phase out its coal plants, in reality, on a global scale, it rather depends upon what else is happening around the world. But, you know, the UK, like the United States, we all face challenges with regard to energy. We want to keep the lights on. We want to play our part with regard to climate change, but we want affordable energy prices too. So as we phase out coal in the UK, we have to have something solid to replace it. And what's being planned is what's being called a dash for gas. So there will be a lot more gas plants in the future. That could make us reliant upon imported gas from abroad. And of course, that's got all sorts of implications in terms of global gas prices. We've had a big push into renewables in the UK over the last 5 to 10 years. The government here at the moment isn't as keen on that, but renewables will be a big part of the picture. We're renewing our energy, our nuclear energy plants. That's the plan anyway. And actually in the UK, we've got lots of interconnectors, big cables that run between the UK and places like France and Belgium and Ireland. So we can get some of our power that way as well. So we've got an energy mix, but as the coal plants go, we'll certainly need to replace them with gas.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is coal is dirty, gas is cleaner, but even natural gas does still have an impact on carbon emissions, right?
Absolutely, it has an impact on carbon emissions. And I think many people will tell you that in the future, countries like Britain need to be relying a lot more upon renewables. Whether or not that will happen and how long gas will be part of our energy mix, I don't think anyone really knows.
Well, it was coal, of course, that fueled Britain's Industrial Revolution and its global economic dominance in the 19th and into the 20th century. The president of the National Union of Mine Workers has said that coal put the great in Great Britain. So how is the plan to eliminate coal mines and plants resonating culturally in the UK?
I think it's hard to overestimate the role that coal played in our industrial history. It gave hundreds of thousands of working class men a decent, well-paid job, and it allowed them to provide for their families. Even as recently as the 1980s, the industry employed 160,000 people. But in the coming days, the very last of these deep mines, Kellingley Colliery, which once employed 3,000 men, it's going to close. Several hundred men will lose their jobs. And a way of life in Britain will cease forever.
Well, we will keep watching it with you. John Moylan is the BBC's industry and employment correspondent, speaking with us from London. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.